Good morning, and welcome to the White Way radio broadcast of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Resident Minister Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and the members of our temple invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you can find a map of our location and information about our temple and activities. This morning's program is sponsored by Ms. Donna Higashi in memory of parents, Mr. and Mrs. Katsumori and Misaya Higashi. Our speaker is Reverend Toyokazu Hagio, newly retired former Rimbang of Hawaii Betsuing. Good morning, Reverend Hagio.
Let's pause a moment. Amida Buddha 33rd vow declared the sentient being through other countless and inconceivable Buddha's world in the 10 portals. Having received Amida's light and having been touched by it, we become soft and gentle in body and mind. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening to this White Way program. Since I retired, 2 months have passed. Every day seems like a holiday. The second chapter of my life is over, and the third chapter has begun. I'm looking forward to the third chapter, what I will do. As you know, the pandemic of COVID-19 has caused suffering all over the world. Even when we have already gotten the vaccination, we should still wear our mask and keep our distance to be safe and at peace. All of us, without exception, may be suffering physically and mentally. Shinran Shoni admonished, quotation, "Do not take poison just because there is an antidote. Since you began to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually awakened from the drunkenness of ignorance. Gradually reject the 3 poisons and come to prefer at all times the medicine of Amida Buddha." Quotation. Buddha flatly and absolutely declared, "Life is suffering. Life is suffering. Because all things are always transforming and there is nothing that is forever unchanging. But impermanence does not necessarily mean that things are getting worse. Because of impermanence, things can also take a turn for the better. Even misfortune can also turn into happiness due to impermanence." It's been almost a year before last, since COVID-19 began to spread all over the world. Through this COVID-19, I truly understand the consequences and the retribution for my own act. And I will not take poison just because there is an antidote. Last 2 years ago, September, a new vaccine for COVID-19 was made. And the East-West Center announced that clinical trial will be held. And they began recruitment for participants. I thought that instead of waiting until the vaccine was completed, I could help to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infections. By volunteering to be part of this clinical trial, I received the first trial vaccination in September, and the second one 3 weeks later. During this clinical trial, I had to manage my physical condition, so that I woke up early in the morning and walked around the temple for about 1 hour. I ate vegetable and protein meals, and I cut down on drinking beer. In this way, I was careful and control myself. Every day, I reported 26 item health conditions. Therefore, my physical condition was very good. I thought that my clinical trial vaccination might be placebo. But before the public vaccination started, the East-West Center informed me that my clinical trial was a real vaccination instead of placebo. So I didn't need another vaccination. At the time, I said, I did it. Banzai! Hooray! This is good cause and good effect. However, what a selfish human being I am. As I congratulated myself, every night I enjoy a drink with dinner at home and ate a lot of good snacks and stopped the exercising. Then I had a 3 months periodic medical checkup. And the result showed that my blood sugar level went up, cholesterol level was high, my blood pressure was high, and I got gout. These were the effect and retribution for my bad deed. Therefore, we have to listen and open up our mind to why Amida Buddha made the medicine of Nembutsu for us. Illuminated by the Amida's light of wisdom, I am enabled to see myself as I am, just an ordinary foolish being driving by blind passions. At the same time, Amida's light also in the medicine that cures the three poisons, greed, anger, and ignorance. Shinran Shonin said in his letter, quotation, formerly you were drunk with the wine of ignorance and had a liking only for the three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance. But since you have begun to hear the Buddha's vow, you have gradually awakened from the drunkenness of ignorance, gradually reject the three poisons, and come to prefer at all time the medicine of Amida Buddha. As I read Amida's 33rd vow, declare that Bodhisattvas, the sentient being throughout the countless and inconceivable Buddha world in the 10 portals, having received Amida's light and having been touched by it, will become soft and gentle in body and mind. Bodhisattvas. Amida's light is the medicine of Amida that treat cures and transforms my hard, cold heart into a kind and gentle mind and body. Amida's light is the light of purity that cleanses all greed, the light of joy that eliminates anger, and the light of wisdom that cures ignorance. So, let us live in the light of Amida's compassion and keep in mind, don't take a liking a poison just because there is an antidote. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reverend Hagio, for your talk this morning. To listen to today's broadcast and Reverend Hagio's talk again, please click on Buddhist Teachings at our www.moili'ilihonganji.org website. And now here are some announcements. Tomorrow, March 13th, please join us on Zoom or in person for Mo'ili'ili's Spring Ohigang service with guest speaker Reverend Kevin Kuniyuki, retired resident minister of the Buddhist Study Center. It is not too late to register for the BSC Spring Seminar 2022, which will be held on Zoom on March 25th and 26th. The deadline to register is next Friday, March 18th. This year's theme is Dharma Through the Eyes of Youth. On Friday, March 25th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., there will be a discussion by 5 junior YBA panelists. And on Saturday, March 26th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m., the guest speaker will be Jacob Chang, with panelists representing Dharma School, Yes Camp, and Temple Leadership. Call your temple office or the Buddhist Study Center for the link to register. Registration is free, but donations are welcome. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Ms. Donna Higashi, and our guest speaker, Reverend Toyokazu Hagio. My name is Susan Morishige, and I have been your announcer technician this morning. Thank you for listening. Please join us again next week on The White Way, when our speaker should be Dr. Dexter Marr. Namo Amida Butsu.